Hey, it's Pat. I'm going to do my Duplex show again. It is a solo show. Thank you. I will have a dear friend opening up for me. I don't know who yet. It's what you would call TBD. But it's going to be on February 4th at 9:30 p. at the Duplex. And it is a Monday. And yes, Mondays are for the freaks. So if you're a freak, come on out. You can get tickets in my Insta bio. I would love to see you there. Bye.
Forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat.
And even Pat.
Welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
And nothing else.
And nothing else, honey.
Catherine.
What's up?
How are you? Because we've had a psycho relationship the last couple weeks.
I know.
And I don't know even how to approach being on a podcast episode with you right now.
I know. Basically, the pattern is, how would you describe it?
Okay, this is our pattern. Like, lately, we haven't been seeing each other a lot. And our relationship has reached this point where, like, we no longer have what could be categorized as conversations. It's like, every day we're in the cycle where I octuple text you, and then we talk for 8 minutes on the phone, and then the cycle starts again.
It's an eight, and
that happens about six times a day. We become like these frantic, kind of desperate 8 minute phone conversations where neither of us are kind of acknowledging what the other has said, and we're just like vomiting out like who we're obsessed with, and then we hang up, and then it starts again, and that's been hard.
Yeah, that has been hard for me, too. I'm also in a place where I was really anxious and not eating a lot, and I was, like, for, like, 2 days, and I was like, wow, I'm actually kind of worried about how thin I'm getting. And then I just saw a photo of myself, and I was like, you don't need to worry, bitch.
Oh, my God. I posted this on Insta story last night, you know, and I did delete it afterwards because I was worried it was problematic, but I will, of course, share it on the podcast. And as a freshman in college, after a long run, the team was eating lunch. And a senior girl on the cross-country team said that blue Gatorade has something in it that gives you a layer of fat that you could never lose for the rest of your life. And I think about that. I don't want to. I'm trying so hard not to.
A layer of fat.
I think about that every single day. I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that true? Like, how did she find out? Is that science? Like, how is she doing today? Like, those questions run through my head for sure.
Yeah.
I
was in a place over the weekend where I like wasn't eating food and was just like drinking a lot of alcohol. And
cool.
Feeling
I've heard of it.
I laughed so hard because I had Saturday night I was out really late. I'm just treating my body like absolute trash. Like, no, the only thing I ate was like a piece of brie and then like six whiskeys, and I'm like, cool. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like grabbing my multivitamin from the kitchen cabinet, and I was like, it was like such a sad display of like, oh yeah, now you're trying, bitch. Like, you're trying, you're taking a vitamin? How about start with like eating a fucking apple, you stupid slut?
I do love brie. I love brie so much.
Oh, I love brie too.
I was at a wedding on Saturday, my cousin's wedding. Honestly, famously hate weddings, time of my life. But also had ate so much at the cocktail hour, but also my cousin's girlfriend who listens to the pod took the last like chunk of brie. Like, it was too much brie, remember? And it was the last. And I was like, wow, Annie, which is her name. It was really traumatic. But also, like, I've kind of reached a place with my current primary crush, which has been really intense, as you know, where, you know, when, like, just all the micro data kind of, there's a shift. And all of a sudden, you're, like, fully accept, like, oh, this person is not into me. And now I begin to grieve. That's where I am right now. I do feel like a widow, as I shared with you.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Because
that's,
this new crush you have who
well,
let's
actually
be clear.
I've said enough on this podcast. He used to be my secondary crush.
But now he's been bummed.
Which is, I'm so happy for someone when they make the jump.
Right. And you're famous art poly with crushes.
Yeah. And, when someone makes the jump from secondary to primary, I just like to recognize like how much kind of work that takes. And like
I would say the more they ignore you, the more they bump up.
Yeah. This person is someone who likes, okay. I want to give a seek treatment. If you're willing to spend 2.5 hours with someone, and then not like be interested in marrying them. Like, you need to see treatment. Yeah. I've never spent even 12 minutes with someone that I wasn't in love with. Present company excluded, present company excluded.
Of course.
And so that's been hard. And they will know from things I've said on this podcast. Like, I know the episode that when it comes out, it'll be clear who I'm talking about to them. And so I'm kind of like
maybe
waiting
it's time
for,
they know.
For that doomsday. Yeah, for sure.
I think you need to text them just like, I have a crush on you. Because
I know,
like,
you just said that. You know what happens to me all the time? And I'm the only person in New York this happens to.
I can't wait.
This is something that I attract is like really hot gay men who like feel like they don't have enough gay friends.
Yeah.
Then like they just start like hanging out with me a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, this like really hot gay is like hanging out with me all the time.
Yeah.
And then they just start talking about how like they're so glad to have a gay friend because they don't have any gay friends. And so that's hard.
Mm-hmm. I famously had two brunches yesterday. And at my second brunch, the gay I was with at the second brunch said you were very cute.
I know people are addicted to saying that. And yet no one in all of history has ever even attempted to date me.
I know. Put it on the gravestone. No one even attempted.
Put on my Here Lies Pat Regan. No one even tried.
30 years. No one even tried.
No one even gave it a go.
I met a hot person this weekend. I wasn't expecting to.
I know.
It was weird.
I know. He was very your type, but I don't.
I sent you a photo.
You sent me a photo.
Like, it's true.
And our codependency has reached a point where I was on a date recently.
No, stop.
Showing.
Pat was recently on a date. And with during his date.
Well, not clear if it was a date or if this was just a hot person who doesn't have enough gay friends.
He was on a 2.5 hour hang. One of those sort of ambiguous hangs.
It only happened to me.
And he starts showing his crush pictures of my crush, right. And they're both looking at pictures of my crush,
right? And looking back in time, and I don't know if that was appropriate.
Anyways, yeah, I met a person again I wasn't expecting, and I was like, okay, there's still like you literally when you don't have a crush, you're like, I'll never love again.
I know,
when I'm
I
like, have, I'm 27 years old, and I'll never love
when I don't have a when I don't have currently like a torturing crush, I'm just like, I guess I should come out as asexual.
And then, like, one person, like, says one nice thing to me, and I'm like, I want 3 Jewish children.
You know, oh, wait, I have to share this, too. You know what my experience was around getting here this morning to the studio in which we do record?
Yeah.
It was an hour early. An hour early.
I know.
And I ended up being late. And that's because I did the thing where you're so early that you have to kill time. Mm-hmm. And because your brain can't accurately process the passage
then
of time,
late.
You ultimately become late.
I want to be clear about something. I went to Shake Shack last night after my show.
That's fine. Even though we like to kind of go together, I've been going alone too.
Interesting.
Did you get lettuce wrap? And it's so, and there's no wrong answer.
I did not. I got the real deal.
Cool.
And also, and sorry. Sorry. I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so.
You know what I didn't forget?
You know what I didn't forget about? We've been looking forward to this one for so long.
You don't even understand.
He's family.
He's truly family. And we need to have someone who is family. Lately.
I'm going to say this. Funniest person on Twitter.
And that's true.
And handsome in a way that hurts.
It's painful. Sad. It's truly hurtful.
And the fact that he's nice makes me know that he has something deep, some deep pain within that we don't know what it is yet, because he's too good to be true. So there's something in there that's absolutely twisted, which I'm excited to find out.
And we're gonna break him here today.
We're gonna absolutely destroy him here today. Put your ears open for Joe Castle-Baker.
Hi guys,
welcome to hell.
We want to invite you in.
Famously today, we're all wearing what Pat described as "fuck me by a fire."
Yeah, we're all wearing "fuck me by a fire."
It's like après ski.
Yeah, it's like,
which is like actually this to me that is the sexiest thing, to like finish day of skiing,
get fucked by a fire, you're so sweaty.
A glass of whiskey, and then just be like by a fire, like fucking, and then pass out at like 6 p.m.
Have you had that experience?
No.
People downright refuse to fuck me by a fire.
Just wait, honestly.
Okay.
Have you been fucked by a fire?
Maybe. How close is by a
for
fire?
Me,
by,
thank you. I was just asked the
for
same
me,
thing.
For me, by is the floor in front of a fireplace.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, there's still time.
There's been a fire.
There's
in the same house? In the same
in
room?
In the same house, and maybe even in the same room.
And then the couch of the room?
It was, I think, on
a
the
bedroom
bed.
With a fire.
The bed, maybe with the fire.
Okay.
Steven and I rented an Airbnb for his birthday this year that had like this gorgeous fireplace, and we like fell asleep like next to it. It was so cute.
On a bear skin?
No.
On the floor?
No.
It's like nothing's enough.
You fell asleep
anymore.
On the floor or like?
No, like, it doesn't sound as cool anymore. Was it on the couch?
Now it's sad.
I like that though. That's cute.
It was really cute. It's like, yeah. It's like you have these moments where like, with when you're like with a lover and you're like, wow, we could just really sleep here forever. But like, you can't actually fall asleep. But when you actually do, it's like the cutest thing in the world.
Have you ever had someone like fall asleep on you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think when I was like 18, that happened to me.
I think I've fallen asleep. I've fallen asleep.
And that happened to Joe when he was 18. It was legal.
I don't think that anyone's ever fallen asleep on me, but I think I've fallen asleep under someone.
Okay. So they were fully awake. They were fully awake, letting
smothering
just
you.
Smothering you. Watching out. You asleep.
And I need to be resuscitated after that. And thank God it was an EMT.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God, you fell asleep under an EMT?
I don't get EMTs.
I don't get it either.
What does it stand for?
Emergency.
Medical technician. No one knows. I got it first.
Everyone who's an EMT is like obsessed with EMTs.
Yeah, I think it's like a pretty like big deal.
It is.
You're
first
saving
responder.
Lives.
You first responders like, are like so legit.
You guys just turn on me in like such
yeah, I know.
An ugly way.
I never thought I'd be like defending EMTs.
I never thought I'd have to defend first responders.
Have fun like dying on that hill. Anyways, Joe, like how are you?
I know, what's going on?
I'm pretty good.
You have the most beautiful apartment.
I've never seen it, never been asked to see it.
I just moved into a new apartment with Okay, first of all, that has to change. You have to come over.
Thank you.
We called you a few times.
Every time we're near your apartment, we call you.
Well, last time you called me, I was at the gym.
Do you work out a lot?
I know.
Okay, that's the thing. I don't. But okay. I do, kind of.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Two times a week, sometimes one times a week.
That's great.
One times.
Where do you go?
I go to The Crunch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which one?
They've got some cute stuff there.
I go, they honestly do. I go to the one in Park Slope.
Crunch always makes me feel just like, oh, fuck. It's Crunch.
It is.
It's like, I'm sitting on a ball. It's Crunch.
What do you do? Are you a machine queen?
I'm a machine queen.
I knew you were.
I just feel so like,
it's
I feel
okay
like.
It's okay to be a machine queen.
I am. But like, I feel like machines are a little more femme.
Yeah,
free weights. Does that make sense?
That's interesting because I'm a free weight bitch.
Yeah, oh God, you're actually
a top.
I am a top.
You're a fully butch top.
I know, yeah, I am.
Bitch.
because I use 8 pound free weight.
Honestly. Yeah.
Sometimes five. And sometimes if I'm doing the one where you go like this, tell them what motion I'm doing.
She's doing the
T.
And I'm bending over, I'll do twos. I'll carry 2 pound weights because that's a hard one.
But that's actually such a heavier weight because it's so vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, it is heavier.
My mom used
in that way.
2 pounds is heavier than 8 pounds.
Yes, exactly.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Emotionally. The burden.
The burden, yeah.
I'm going home tomorrow to Houston, Texas, where I'm from. My parents famously have this like trainer who like comes to their house at 5 a.m. to like ruin lives every day.
Oh my God.
So they're like, do you want to work out with Tiff? And I'm like,
Tiff?
Tiffany. She's a huge part of our family. I know I'm going to see Tiff and she's going to be like, you haven't been working. She's going to know right away that I haven't been working out. She's going to know. She's going to say, you look thin, but you haven't been working out. And I'm going to say, I know, I've been having anxiety.
Oh my God. I'm picturing Tiff as kind of this like retro, like kind of like day glow pink sports bra, like really toned abs and like black tights.
Yeah, Tiff is like a hot
High pony.
Red hair, hot mom.
Red hair.
Red hair. I didn't expect that.
No one saw that
she's
coming.
She's a delight.
I want a trainer. I'm not Tiff though, necessarily.
Okay, she's in Texas. So.
I had a trainer once.
How was it?
Okay, it was so intense.
But I like that.
I fucking love that.
As a fucking piss pig sub bottom slut, I love that.
Oh my God.
I want my trainer to fucking pee all over me. I'm just kidding. As always, no, I have to say this. No one ever pee on me is my rule.
But if you're into that, that's fine.
You have to.
If you're into that, that's fine.
How can you say that? Because you never know.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know.
Things evolve.
I don't even like any fluids. I don't want to be peed on.
What about the first fluid?
What about
cum?
No, I hate that
the most. Fluid.
I hate the first fluid most of all.
What about water? You're in a pool.
I hate body fluids.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And that's okay. How I was raised. And that's okay.
That is okay. I just said, you know, I just think people evolve.
Yeah, maybe
this might be your dry phase.
I would love it. I would love to kind of emerge into my mid-30s as someone who's like dying to get pissed on, but but I can't control if that happens. And I just have to kind of live each day and take it one day at a time.
Look at me.
And all I know is for today. I don't want to be peed on.
Look at me. There's still time.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Keep going with your story.
What was that? What were we talking about?
Your gorgeous new apartment.
Oh, right.
What's
okay.
going on with your trainer? But keep going.
Okay, yeah. So gorgeous apartment. And I moved in with my boyfriend in September.
Who we absolutely love.
We're addicted.
That's right.
And this is also historic because it's the first time a crush of the week has ever come on the pod.
That's right.
Oh my God.
We were crush of the week. Okay, or so I was.
You were, and he was our guest.
And then, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now Joe.
It sucks that he couldn't just let you have that one thing. It sucks
How did
that
you
Peter
mean?
Got roped in.
Yeah, it sucks that Peter kind of like twisted Matt Rogers' arm into adding him.
Oh
to
my
the
God. You guys are such like.
I know. You're the iconic hot couple of our friends.
But also that you both are so funny is so amazing. How did you meet?
We met on Tinder.
Didn't you meet
really?
Didn't you meet at a women's march?
Well, no. We
okay,
went
cool.
to the. We went.
As old as time.
So we. Basically, well, see what happened is Trump had just got elected. And I was
Trigger
at
warning.
This was
the most romantic
know,
time
warning.
Of most romantic
honestly,
time.
I mean, it was definitely kind of like
you need someone
you know,
to cuddle.
It was exactly yeah. We needed support, so I was at some protest and I saw this guy like on the train.
Oh my God!
Who was like actually trains are anyway. Let me just focus on this story. And so
wait,
I saw
wait,
this.
You're gonna say trains are. My little brother recently gave me the note that he wants me to let people finish their sentences. But that thought shut me
I just met, the guy that I lost my virginity to, I met on the train.
Totally. Okay, cool. So, that's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my entire
that
life.
That's another story. The story of how I lost my virginity
I've always
is
said,
insane.
Okay, save it for after
save
this.
It for after. Yeah. And I just always have to say, like, some of the hottest people you'll ever find are in the New York subway system.
I'm in a place where I want Joe to keep telling the story.
I am too, and I don't choose to act how I act.
I know it. If I was responsible for my actions, I mean, what a mess.
You know.
Joe, look at me.
Yes.
Keep going.
Thank you. So I saw this guy on the train and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I'm going to try and find him. So I downloaded Tinder.
Oh.
And then I was like swiping, looking for this guy.
Oh.
Which did the guy seem
insane.
Gay?
This is
oh,
so romantic.
He was clearly gay. We were giving each other eyes.
Oh yeah. My God.
And so then I was like looking for this guy on Tinder, which is kind of stupid.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't apologize.
But then I found him. And so I matched with Peter. And I was like, were you just on the J train? This was like immediate.
My jaw's on the floor.
And he was like, no, I wasn't. And I was like, well, you look close enough.
Wait, oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set up a scenario.
That's so funny. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you found it.
No.
What if, okay, picture this. It's you and Peter's wedding day. Traditional wedding. You're in a church.
Oh
you're
my
at
God.
The altar.
Oh, okay.
Or there's like a friar. A friar brother is officiating.
Oh my God, what?
It's a chapel. It's a chapel.
I'm the flower girl. Pat the ring.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm down. I'm there.
Okay,
I'm there.
You're here.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like they're about to do your vows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the friar says, if anyone should have any objection mm-hmm. to why these two should be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace. Doors burst open and it's the J train hunk. And he's like, stop, Joe. I've always loved you since Trump was elected.
Oh it's God. Always been you.
Be like, no.
Wow. He said, but no. I'm the J train hunk. And then it's a musical.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
So wait.
Yeah.
So
no
you
way.
Matched with Peter and you guys were like, let's go to drink, whatever. What was your
so
first date?
Okay, so we went to this like really cute little like jazz club
jazz
in Bed-Stuy.
So
oh my God, I'm obsessed.
But we weren't like let's listen to jazz.
Right.
It was like totally accidental.
Yes.
And there was like a live band, which is like very rare. And
yeah.
We got
La La Land. There's La La Land elements to your
there
story.
Was a lot of mm-hmm. La La Land elements.
You were writing a one-woman show.
I was wearing a yellow dress.
Idaho.
yeah, exactly.
I think New Jersey.
Boulder City.
I haven't seen it, and I'm kind of shocked that you have.
I know.
Okay.
I saw it.
You're not shocked that I've seen it?
I am not shocked, yeah.
I was going through this. I was in this place where I was like, I love La La Land. I'm not there anymore, but that's part of my story is that I loved La La Land when it first came out.
Maybe I'll see it on a plane.
You don't have to.
You won't like it.
It doesn't have to be
really?
Part of my story.
I end up liking movies. That's the thing.
Okay. I'm not sure how your relationship with movies is.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we went on this date, and... had a couple glasses of wine, and then we made out on his stoop.
Stop.
And then that was it. And then we got...
Wow. No sex on the first?
No, we didn't. I don't... Yeah,
that's okay.
We didn't. Sometimes
no, that's
it's
so
like,
sweet.
Yeah. We didn't, and sex is horrible.
I don't think we had sex until sex like... I know.
I want to put out there, I don't think sex is horrible.
I want to put it on...
Dear listeners, sex is not horrible. So is sex horrible or not?
No, sex is great.
Yeah, okay. I agree. So,
but I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
We're going to seek... treatment merchandise
sex
is
horrible
and sex is not horrible.
When I met this hot person this weekend, as I was leaving, as I was parting ways from them, I was like, wow, it's literally revelatory that I'm not fucking them right now.
Yeah.
Like when you, when
is
I don't.
Is that what you, is that what you, are you like, oh, here Kevin, I go.
I don't know what it is
you
about me.
You have a way about you.
I don't think you would make that noise, by the way.
No, I like, I would. I would.
I think you would.
Okay.
I have this thing where it's just like, I don't know if it's good or bad, but I'm just like very forward and like, I can just make, I can really seal a deal right away.
How do you get so confident?
Damn.
My cousin's girlfriend's mom at the wedding was like, Catherine is so confident.
Yeah. People say that in a way that's like, she shouldn't be. But, she's so confident for what she is. I don't know. I just, well, I guess you can just sort of tell if someone's vibing with you. Like, obviously it doesn't always work.
Right, I can't tell if someone's vibing with me.
See, okay, well, let me backtrack, because in the beginning you were saying like, no one's ever wanted to date me.
Shut up, I don't talk like that.
I mean, yeah, you do.
I'm a baritone.
This is
bass.
A call
is
out.
A thing? Okay.
Call out culture is accepted.
It's happening right now. Okay. And this guy I know,
but famously was boring. I went out one day. He's the guy that I told
Which
about.
Which guy?
He's not boring. That's the thing.
Okay.
The guy from Instagram?
Maybe I'm boring.
You're not boring.
You're definitely not boring.
It's about chemistry.
Yeah. Oh. Something that
Wait,
I
how
get
do you know that guy? How do you know that?
I
so
know
Joe's him. Friend is the guy who Insta.
Yes.
And famously.
And he was hot.
And yeah, and famously. I told him about, I talked about Grey's Anatomy and told him, because he met someone from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that was kind of the story.
But you went on one date, never again, right?
Never even heard from him again. Wait, what? Okay, whatever. I don't care.
I mean, the whole reason I brought it up was to say
that one
some
guy.
People are out there.
I know. I don't like when the podcast turns into this. I am. Everyone,
shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, people, whatever.
Yeah, people always say that I don't know that I'm hot. And I'm like, no, like sometimes I do. I often think I'm hot. And then it's like.
It's going to happen.
I don't care. Okay, this is the thing, Joe.
Yes.
Look at me. You didn't know me in my mid-20s. And let me tell you, I was never this person. I never wanted to like date someone ever. And I'm having this like very traumatic and like panic-ridden experience of like becoming this full like Charlotte in my late 20s, early 30s. And I was never a Charlotte. And I love Charlottes. And I celebrate those around me who are.
Yeah.
But I never thought that was going to be part of my story. And
I think you just need a little taste of it, and then once you get it, you'll be able to like chill.
Yeah, and I am chill.
Right. What you were saying about it's about chemistry, and that's how I think I still deal. It's like either you're feeling this crazy vibe, or it's like totally not there. And I can still be like, that person's hot. I wish they were into me, but they aren't.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I always get into a position where I'm like, I very rarely am like, wow, you're hot.
Really?
Usually, I'm just like, okay.
Interesting. Like, what do you mean?
Like, I'm just like, I'm surrounded by gay men all the time.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
And so I'm just kind of like, I don't really like put myself in a position often of being like on the prowl. And Peter and I are like in an open relationship, but I'm also like, I don't really act on it.
Yeah.
We don't really, I mean, we're not.
Does
really.
He act on it?
I mean, not really. We're kind of like, it's more just like, we flirt online.
Do you have to like, like on the apps?
Do you go on Grind?
We're on the apps.
Together or separate?
Separate. But, we don't do the like joint.
I know, that's okay. So psycho.
And it's okay if you do.
And it's
okay
if you're out actually, there and you do that.
It's actually not okay and you need to seek treatment.
Oh, is it not okay?
I do
and,
agree. Yeah.
Also, when gay couples have an Instagram for their couple, it's like not okay.
Wait, that's crazy.
It's not okay for like, the gay rights movement. I think it sets us back. Like it's like
it is truly like psychodynamically. It's like okay, like in what is that like enmeshment, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah,
take some space, honey.
Take some space. Move back home. Reconnect with your family.
If you Absolutely. Have a couple's Instagram,
seek treatment.
That's okay.
And that's okay.
So
it's okay to need help.
Do you guys have to say when you're hanging out with someone else?
Yeah, we would have to like ask permission. And
yeah,
be, like,
clear it.
And then we would, you know. I don't know about him, but I would go, you know, do a full background search of
what
this
do
person.
You mean?
Just, you know, look them up online, see how they look.
If this was someone you were dating, or
if I was like, hey, I'm going to go get a drink with this guy or whatever.
Jason.
Let's call him Jason.
What a cool
Amongst
name.
The hottest names.
I actually hate that name.
I'm addicted to it because my first sexual awakening, one of my many first.
No offense if your name's Jason.
No offense if your name's Jason, but also for me, I love Jason's because my first sexual. One of my several first sexual attractions was to Jason the Red Power Ranger, and when he was in the morgue.
Was he the one that did gay porn?
I don't think so. I think he like murdered someone eventually.
Okay, yeah.
Same. I don't quote me. I'm truly making that up, but I believe it's true. I don't know my words, but I know my heart. Lots of his odds. And so I, when in the morphing
kind of like, you know, the graphics of them morphing where they're all like holding their morphers out, and it's their color behind them.
Ugh, love that.
That's when I learned how important like it is to like have amazing looking triceps from Jason, from Jason holding his morpher.
Like, Jason's legacy.
I feel bad that I've never hooked up with a Jason.
I've never met a gay Jason.
I've never met a gay Jason.
Really?
Never.
Isn't it crazy how like if you name your
kids.
My
old trainer was named Jason. We didn't hook up. He's not gay. Anyways, go on.
You would think there'd be more gay trainers.
I thought he was gay.
I knew a gay trainer.
Cool.
I did catering with him ages ago.
Before he was murdered by Jason the Red Power
Ranger. And he might have gotten murdered by Jason.
Look up if Jason the Red Power Ranger murdered someone, and also if he did gay porn. And
also, if you are a gay Jason, reach out.
Yeah. Like,
please. Like, it's a safe space. Like, move forward.
And we want to give you, like, the kind of space to kind of, like,
be that.
Be heard as a gay Jason. That. And, like, I think if we have one gay Jason come in the pod, I think you're going to start seeing a lot of other gay Jasons.
Exactly. It's just about, like, that one first gay Jason.
And I think that first gay Jason's going to walk through the door and leave it open for, like, lots of other gay Jasons.
Totally.
That's so powerful.
If our podcast does that one thing, then it won't be psycho.
Are we still talking about this?
Whatever.
I love it. Yes, and.
You have to understand that I'm classically trained in improv.
No, I think I'm ready emotionally to hear the virginity story.
Okay, yes. So,
addicted.
I lost my virginity when I was 18.
Okay.
I was here on a choir field trip in high school.
And you grew up in L?
I grew up in LA, yeah.
Cool. We pronounce it L here.
I know. I love that.
Good.
Keep it even shorter. yeah, so I was here and I was like on the 6 train and I was like in New York and I was like, wow, everyone, like, I just want to live here. Like, everyone's so gay and nobody's gay in LA. And so I saw this like guy across the way on the train.
Oh my God.
And I was like deeply closeted.
Did you have girlfriends?
I had a girlfriend in 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
And we kissed. We did a Spider-Man kiss.
Oh, and
at that point, I realized no more.
Oh my God.
I have to say, I think you should try a right side up kiss. And maybe you'll at least be at least bi.
Oh my God, wait, I did though. Down the line, I did.
Okay.
Joe, come outside. I'm going to show you how things are done. So that right side
We have to do it outside.
Yeah. If you're a guy and you've only upside down kissed a girl, I would say just try right side up.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so true.
So you did try again later in older age.
I did, yeah. Well, after I came out, I had a threesome with a girl and a guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I would have.
And
that
was a really fun experience because
was that the
like,
one on the beach?
Let's just, yeah, that was the I'm one. Obsessed. Okay, was I love guy, that you know this. Did I tell you this story? Yeah.
Was the guy gay, straight, or bi?
He was straight. And she was straight.
Oh, wow.
And there I was.
That's so hot.
There. Yeah.
And did you kiss the girl?
I did. I kissed her. And guess like... what? I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, right. See?
Did you fuck her?
No.
Did she
No.
You?
No, we just did oral. Okay. And I was about to go.
Did she go down on you?
She did, yeah.
Did you go down on the guy?
I did, of course.
And he was into. Did he go down on you?
Yes.
Oh, hot.
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of like.
Can we have them on the pod?
actually, they're here. Come on.
The door was open.
Yeah, they're waiting outside. It was actually because it was this moment of us just being like, let's just try this. This is so crazy.
Were
and
you
weird.
On like anything?
Probably. We were never like, drunk. We stayed up all night and. This is like another story.
I know,
this
things
is,
get
know.
So sexy.
Wait. The train.
Okay, the train. So
crazy.
Yes.
I think things get sexy at night.
No, I don't. I agree. I disagree.
You don't think things get sexy at night?
I lose my mind at night.
No. See, and then during the day is sexy to me. At night, I'm like scared.
Okay, how about this?
For me?
We're going to have shirts that are team day and team night.
Team night, team day. What was the other team?
For me, neither is sexy per se. For me, the day is full of hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The night is full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I connect with you.
Right.
Joe.
Sex can be hope.
And hope can be sex. Now, it's like
you're on the train.
It's a
okay, yeah, wait. Stop.
One more joke. A spinoff of hope and faith. Yes. Hope and sex. Keep going.
Worth it.
Throw that in.
Don't cut that.
Kelly, the Buzz show.
Okay, wait. So the train. So then I like pull, something gets channeled in me and I look at this man like I've never looked at anybody in my life to this day. God.
What's
like,
your haircut at this point?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
As a closeted person, I think that I have a certain haircut in mind that I think you
I have. Looked gay because I was wearing like very, very skinny right. American Apparel jeans and I was wearing some dumb sweater.
Well, I'm sorry. That's the last thing I'll say for the rest of the podcast.
And I looked at this guy like insane. I wish I could recreate like how a
oh
look for the microphone. And he looked back at me probably four times. He looked. He turned. He was also walking off the train when this was happening. And I was staring at him like this was the beginning of a porn.
Oh my God.
And this was like a packed 6 train. And I was like, Joe, what the fuck are you doing right now?
But you were in New York.
That's how I spoke to myself.
And let me ask you this. How old was he, do you think?
Can you paint this picture?
Oh, no. He was older.
That's when you painted this picture.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so he walked off and left and I was still on the train. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gay now. And
amazing.
Imagine that was the end of the story. That's what Joe identifies as
losing. That was my virginity story.
Joe, honey.
Okay, but then the most psycho part is I later that night go on to fucking Craigslist missed connections.
No.
Yes.
This is amazing.
And I see that he has made a post.
No.
For
no.
me.
Yes. No.
And it's like he's 27, like 26 or 27, and was like, and I had on my shoes, I had a bunch of like musical notes drawn on my fucking canvas shoes because I was in choir.
Amazing.
And so then he says, like, to the boy with the musical notes on his shoes, like, let's meet up. And so then I respond to him, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'm 18 and like, I know like you're older than me. And like, if that's a deal breaker, like, that's whatever. It's not a big deal, but like, I thought you were cute and like, maybe we can meet up. And he was like, that's okay. I prefer fresh lemonade anyways. Is what he said. And I remember this word for word.
Oh my God.
Which, in hindsight, I'm like, okay, did he want to like pee on me?
I know.
Right.
But I didn't know that at
the
time.
And that's okay if he did. And like,
so where'd you meet up?
So, oh my God, it keeps getting crazier.
This is such a good story.
So my best friend from high school's family lives in Queens, mm-hmm. and she's like Italian. So we went to this like huge Italian dinner in Queens, and her cousin works for Con Ed and has a fucking Con Ed truck.
No.
Yes. No.
So we had this huge dinner and then I was like, oh, I have to go meet my brother in Astor Place. And so her cousin drove me in his Con Ed truck.
Oh,
me and her Italian cousin from Queens in this truck. He drove me to Astor Place and then I met up with this guy and then I used my fake ID to get into this bar and we got really, really drunk and then, you know.
Went back to his place.
We went back to his place and it was amazing. It was so amazing.
I thought you were going to say you fucked in the trunk.
Me too.
Oh my God, no. Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine? I wish I had though.
What was his place like? Was it nice?
Yeah.
Was nice. He lived on the Upper East Side. But like, no, actually it was Harlem.
Wait, now thinking that he's like my age is weird.
I know. But can you imagine like,
hooking up
would
an
you
want
to fuck an 18-year-old?
Not at all.
I know. And here's the weird thing.
But some people are into that.
Right, he is into that, I think. Yeah. I think he's into younger guys.
He's into fresh lime.
It's okay, whatever.
But yeah, so that's
the
story.
Wait, so what was the weird thing you're going to say?
I'm not going to say it because if he listens, I don't want him to feel
he's
bad.
Not going to listen. If he does, like, it's fine.
He is married. Okay, also, he got married on fucking
Wait, you guys are
Burning
so did you guys,
Man.
Like, stay in touch?
No.
You follow
I mean,
on
not
Facebook.
Really, but we're, like, Facebook friends or, like, Instagram friends.
So did you ever see him again after
did
that
Did you
night?
Tell him this
oh,
is
yeah,
my
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh,
him?
It was, like, a thing. It was
and
an
he
affair.
Became my boss down the line. It's
Wait, what?
Crazy, crazy, crazy
Wait,
story.
What?
Yeah. When I dropped out of college, I needed a job. It's so, complicated. It's so complicated.
We have time. That's what this is for. You're like, I'm so sorry. I'm talking
I'm so sorry. I can't believe I'm talking about my life. Yeah, so I went to college later because I was 18. I went to Purchase College and I was like so miserable there. Mm. Like deeply, 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 deeply miserable. Like so miserable that like one day I was walking up the stairs and I was like, I need to sit down. And I literally sat down on the stairs and waited to like get energy. And then I finished walking up the stairs.
That feeling.
Right.
So dark.
It was when you're walking up the stairs at Tiny Purchase.
It was truly a dark moment where I was like, wow, this is bad. I need to do something.
Right.
And so I finished out that year and then I went back to LA for the summer and was just like so unhappy. And then I went back to New York like 2 weeks before my sophomore year and I met up with him again. And he was like, I got sober and I just changed my whole life around. And like, it's so possible to change your life and you can do this. And it was, he was just like so full.
Maybe he wanted you to get sober.
No.
Just change your life.
Just he wasn't talking about me, but yeah. he was saying like in general, like you can change your life. And so I was like so receptive to this.
I have chills.
I know. At the time I was like, you know, really into this message. And so literally the next day I called my parents and I was like, hey, I'm going to drop out of college and I'm going to move here.
Because the guy from the Sixth Train got sober.
Literally.
And that showed me.
Isn't this psycho?
Amazing.
It is so psycho.
It's amazing.
It is so psycho. And so then I went to like the administrative office at Purchit. My parents were like, what the fuck is going on? But we trust you.
Oh, and then
they let me move to New York, and I like moved into fucking Flatbush and got a job at a catering company, and this guy got me that job.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This catering company.
Make eyes on the Sixth Train.
I know. One time I was standing next to a really hot guy on the train, and I felt like he was giving me energy, and he was really hot, and it was a misconnection. And then I told Mike Kelton about it, my friend Mike Kelton, who really believes in like reading energy, and Mike Kelton said, if you were more advanced in energy, you would have hooked up with them.
If you're more advanced in energy.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, if I was able to kind of, like, commune with my energy, with his energy, we could have kind of struck a deal on the train to kind of, like, get off. And
does that mean you say hi?
I don't know.
But I have a Sixth Train story.
Mm.
My first, like, week in New York, I'm 21 years old. Hot. I'm so
one
hot.
Of the youngest ages that youngest you ages. Could ever be.
21.
And, like, using Tinder for the first time, and there's this guy who's 37.
One of the oldest ages.
Mm.
And we had this like crazy one night stand, which I like wasn't really doing at the time. It was like very new for me. It was like wild. And he was so hot and like just exactly what I was into.
37
sexually.
Is such no man's land.
37?
Yeah.
It was what it was. So we had that one. And I think we hooked up one more time. And then like 3 years later, I'm going through like this horrible breakup. I look fucking terrible. I'm like fucking everything that moves. I'm like in such a deep, dark place. And I see him on the Sixth Train. And I'm like, oh my God, does he see me? Like, what's happening? So I get off the train because he gets off. No, I get off first. And I text him. Did I just see you on the Sixth Train?
Wait.
And he was like, haha, yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
opposite of Peter.
Okay, fine.
Wait, that was it?
I was like, I hope you're well. And then I looked him up and he's like married.
Oh, and your person's married, but you don't know.
He is married now and he got married at Burning Man.
Okay.
So that's that.
Cool. Calm down.
End of story.
My new favorite thing.
No more questions.
My new favorite thing to say to Catherine whenever she says like anything is calm down.
I know.
I love that.
I like it too.
It's so fun to say.
It's such a kind thing to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Calm down. Anyways, Joe, what is your type? What do you say? You don't.
I had. I think my type in the past. I had a friend. We were like talking about this. Or she is my friend. We were talking about types, and I was like, my type is athletic with fringe facial features.
Peter to a T.
Fringe, like sort of
just like odd. Like
kind
something's a little off.
Peter's so cute.
Peter is so cute, and I'm not sure if that. I think Peter would be upset if I said he had fringe.
Oh,
facial
I don't think
features.
He has.
So I miss. I said he doesn't. I thought you said fringe facial hair, and he to me has.
He has these like smiley eyes that are like cuckoo la turu.
He is definitely handsome.
Divine.
He has beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes.
We love.
What's your future with Peter?
I don't know. We're so happy. We're so happy together.
That's
we
so
really
sweet.
Are.
Have you ever
How
lived
you
with
together?
A person before?
We've been together
we
for
like
2 years.
Better and answer their question
okay.
first.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That was like a Sophie's Choice moment.
I actually missed it. I zoned out.
You said how long have you lived together? I said... Have you ever
No, I said, how long have you been together?
Whatever.
And I think I said 2 years.
And you said 2 years. Okay.
You have to pick the girl because she can procreate. You know what I mean?
That's totally. True. I'll keep us afloat.
So I want to say this on the pod. I forget if I've ever said it before. I think I did last episode, but there was a study where gay rats got each other pregnant. And so...
Gay men can get pregnant.
That's...
I'm sorry, that's true.
That's science.
That's interesting.
That's science.
Gay, I don't know if it was lesbian rats who got each other pregnant.
I think
or
it was
lesbian
rats, yeah.
Really? Why do you think that?
It was. It was women getting. It was like we don't need men anymore.
It was women rats getting each other pregnant.
Yes.
Women getting each other pregnant for once.
Women need to get each other pregnant. Women need
that
to support
so
other women by getting them pregnant.
Oh my God. You're really happy.
A girl's girl
nice.
Gets pregnant by a woman.
That is such a deep revelation.
Yeah. Have you lived with someone before?
Yes. No, I haven't.
Cool. Don't ever lie again. Because we don't have liars here.
That was just
it was
just
you
me
being
lying.
Insecure.
Yeah,
or
I was
like trying to make up a lie. Totally.
You're right, yeah. We haven't before. I've never.
You never.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's so much better than having roommates.
To me, oh yeah. To me, it's scary.
It's really nice.
I had cold feet like before we moved in. I was nervous, but then I was like, oh, I'm just being nervous about this. Because in my mind, I was like, well, actually, Max Witter, who's like another really funny comedian,
friend of the podcast,
the best. I had the best time with him on Friday night.
He is so kind and so funny and like brilliant. And he said something very wise to me. He said, you know, for gay men, moving in together is kind of like the biggest thing you can do, because most gay people don't fantasize about the day that they're going to get married, at least if you're cool. and so in my mind, it was like, oh, that's why moving in together feels like it's such a big deal, because it's like, what's the next thing? Like, we're not going to get pregnant.
Need to think about the rats.
You're so right.
Yeah. And Max Witter needs to think about the rats.
He does. Yeah.
Wait, Catherine, you've been having so many like one-on-one hangs with other gay men lately. And it's been like so like, I'm like, she's going through something where she needs to do this. And that's okay.
I'm just trying to reach out to all my friends right now since I'm going through this breakup.
And I'm kind of being the friend who, when their friend is down, like kind of trying to isolate them and like, for my own self-worth, and you have to let me go through that.
Yeah, I've been kind of sad. I don't know. I think it's a good thing. We were really happy together, but sometimes it's just time to move forward.
Yeah.
I think we're always going to be close. I mean, we're on good terms right now. Mm-hmm. We're still living together, which is good for the environment. I will be moving into my own place soon, which I'm nervous about, but also excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love him a lot, but I think I'm ready to be alone. Anyways,
you'll both have space to grow.
I think so too. I think he's like one of the best, most special people on the whole planet. He's so amazing.
He is. Yeah.
Isn't he just the best?
Yeah.
So, I was gonna say I went to a birthday party Friday night. And I didn't expect to run into Max and Michael Fales, and then we just had like a great night.
Gorge. Oh, this both. Is what we need to talk about.
What?
Thanksgiving.
What?
Catherine recently went. Did you go to a Friendsgiving on Saturday?
No, I almost did go to that.
Guess who wasn't invited?
Yeah, that's, you know what? You know what?
When, stop, Joe.
You're invited.
This is an epidemic.
Okay, but if you don't support me right now,
I want to hear what the epidemic is.
Before you say this, just know that I recently had a birthday brunch and that the Friendsgiving host was on the email to that birthday brunch. Keep going.
You know what? BCC exclusion happens. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes an accident.
I think it's an accident.
Sometimes people don't get put on the BCC list because you're so, when you're,
I just hosted a birthday brunch. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, they're fist fighting right now.
You did this to somebody too. You did this to somebody too, whether you like it or not.
Who did I do it to?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they will contact you.
I really didn't. They will go on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
I know you're not.
That was a guest.
We've talked about it enough that you're not.
I was at my cousin's wedding. Okay, you need to understand like fully my plight. I was at my cousin's wedding, having a crisis with my current primary crush in the digital space.
Sure.
And so I needed when you're having a crisis with your crush in the digital space.
What is that
at your cousin's wedding?
What does that mean?
There was a text drum. There was
okay.
A text
this is what happened.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, I guess I'm just like really just talking about it.
It seems like it.
You never know what I'm gonna say. So I hung out with 2.5 hours on Friday, non-romantically, my fucking life, and then Saturday doesn't watch any of my Insta stories. I'm like, what?
Oh my god! Wait, you need to stop right there, immediately, right now.
Joe thinks you need treatment.
That is so. Psycho. You need to stop.
Okay.
This is groundbreaking.
This is so psycho.
A guest to call a host psycho is amazing.
You need to know that you are the guest and I am the host and you're psycho.
Oh, you're right. The power dynamic there. I know.
First of all, I know.
We could make or break.
I've said,
mute my mic.
I've said most combinations of words. One combination of words I've never in my life said is I am not psycho. You will never go roll the tapes. You
okay,
won't
okay,
find
okay,
out.
Okay,
you
fair
will
enough,
not
fair
find
enough,
out.
Fair enough. You're open about it.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Openly psycho.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this is just the beginning, Joe.
this is just the beginning.
And as someone who's never interrupted anyone, okay. I want to say, give me that same respect.
Okay, take it.
And so I'm like, okay, wow, what a psycho time. I mean, we're talking about like, I just posted, I'm like, okay, like, this is crazy. Like, these stories have been up for like 4 hours. So I'm like texting Catherine and I'm like, he's not watching my stories, not getting back, like still hasn't watched my stories, not getting back. We're in the church, we're at the cocktail hour. Then
Oh my God. I'm like trying to live my L.
So then my sponsor asked me, I had to meditate for 3 minutes at some point yesterday.
Good for you.
Thank you. So there was this moment where like we couldn't, the bus wasn't coming to the hotel to bring people
and
to
this
the cocktail
hour. This is where I'm allowed to say at this point, if you have a bus taking people somewhere during your wedding, like just stop. Like just have it in one place. Like stop making me go on a fucking bus.
But that's wedding culture. And that's
especially no. I don't like wedding culture. And I especially don't like straight wedding culture.
And so everyone's kind of antsy.
The bus
so
part is so
I'm like, these are the 3 minutes I'm going to meditate. Turn my phone on airplane. Meditate for 3 minutes. Meditate for 3 minutes. I meditate for 3 minutes. I want that to be acknowledged as like very kind of self-actualized. Then turn my phone, back my service back on.
Text.
He's watched all my stories, replied to one. I'm like, great. We have this.
But see, okay. Flag that. Keep going.
So then I'm like, okay, meditation literally works.
It's so true.
It's so true.
So then I'm like DMing me and my immediate family, literally people that are like, just like, the bus isn't coming. People turn into like, it's like Lord of the Flies. People are just like jumping in other
and
people's
cars.
Everyone
like has a shawl.
My mom like sent my sisters like with another family we didn't know. We're like, we don't know if we'll ever see you again. Bye. And that it was like a full Oregon Trail. My like brothers and my parents are in an Uber. I'm like DMing. I'm being so funny over into DM. Pause for kind of recognition there. And then you know when you're being so funny over Instagram and like you're typing a lot, but the other person's saying things, but you're not really seeing them because you're like kind of like,
because you have to finish what you're saying. I know what you mean.
And you're just like, whatever, like, this is a chunk I'll have to go back and read through later. Yeah. Especially if the
that's called not listening.
Look at me.
You know when you're
you know when someone's saying something and you don't fucking care. And so then, no, but I was like, because then when I set my thing, then the conversation like took off from my thing. So it's like, okay, now we're a conversation in a different place. I can't go back and read right now. So I'm like, yeah. Wow, this went great. Like, this is a fairy tale story. Meditation works. At the wedding, I'm like, let me take a second now. Let me go back and let me read. Still haven't heard from Catherine about my crisis from before, about when he wasn't watching my stories.
When was this?
Maybe you were answering, but not enough. Okay. And so then I go back and in the chunk, he was like, yeah, and I have like a dinner date tonight.
I know.
And this is someone who was like, I was spending time with, I couldn't tell what it was. And it was like, I would never tell him if I was going on a date. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cool. This is
I
like,
said, was it a friend thing?
A dinner date is a weird combination
dinner
of words.
Dinner date is not romantic.
I don't know.
You think?
A dinner date?
I know. You would just say date, right? Or you would say like a Tinder date or something. I don't know.
You would not say date. You would say if you were somebody that you were... with somebody you had any kind of romantic anything with, I wouldn't say, I'm going on a date later. I'd be like,
maybe on his end, there is no romantic anything. And that was the realization.
Do you think him saying dinner date?
This is so complex.
Okay, so I'm at that. So I'm, exactly.
Meanwhile, the bus.
So I'm.
No, you're on a bus this whole time.
So, no, so.
Things have really happened on buses.
So I go back and read that. So I'm spiraling. I'm at the wedding. It's Shout is playing. And I'm like texting Catherine. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. She's not answering. Then I come to find out.
I was on a forest bath.
Then I start looking at her stories. Like all these other gays she's like hanging out with, posting yeah. Insta stories.
This is
with.
A moment of betrayal for you.
No, yeah. I did respond to you. I don't not respond.
I know. Eventually. Oh, you're being serious.
What?
Yeah, that was a serious look in your eye.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, I am being serious. If that's okay.
So anyway,
you make it sound like I didn't respond to you, which is not true.
No. And you were responding.
I wasn't there in a way that you needed me to be.
It was like 8 texts. Like he's not looking at my stories. Then it was like, what's going on with blank, the name of the person? And I was like, and then
I also want to say like I was drunk and like I wasn't really listening.
That's the thing.
I don't care. And so then. So that's my point, is that I wasn't invited to the Friendsgiving, which I don't care about.
This weekend's been tough for you.
And the point is dinner date sexy or not?
Okay, for me, no. I would never, go on a date. I don't like dinner dates.
Yeah, you have to like eat in front of the person.
I don't think Peter and I had dinner ever until we moved in together. No,
there's a time and place for everything.
We had dinner together, but like, I don't remember how, I mean, like, we probably had sex before we had dinner together.
I think it's important to have sex before you have dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have dinner before you have sex.
See, that is intense. Yeah.
Dinner is intense. It's like, it's so long. It's like,
there's so much to think
ordering?
About.
No,
there's dinner so is... much to think about.
Can you imagine somebody, yeah, I could not have dinner before sex, I think.
Yeah.
I think I get so sleepy.
Yeah.
My favorite is having lots of sex and then eating a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
So fun.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good combo.
I know.
I don't like that because I'm already in this space where I just, I don't want to be like lounging around eating after sex, which is okay.
Whatever you want.
Are we fighting? I don't know if we're fighting.
No, we're not.
I feel, okay, cool.
No, I feel bad for you.
No, I.
Oh my God.
I feel fucking bad for you, bitch. I feel sad for you right now.
No, I just feel bad.
Oh my God.
No, I just feel bad that you thought I wasn't responding.
No, I was just like at a wedding and it was like my crush was on a dinner date.
That whole feature that Instagram offers of like being able to see who has seen your story is like the most manipulative.
Yeah, wait, why does that exist?
Bullshit. It should not exist.
Why
we
does
should
it?
Just
you think?
Live in mystery. I think it's there so that you, if you are like, allow yourself to be psycho, you can look through and be like, look through and see, like, did they look?
I know.
Then when you see that they have, but then you can even do the thing where you're like, but what rank are they? Are they at the top of the list? Or
what
is
does
bottom
that mean?
The list?
What
does it mean? See, but then people are like, I don't know what it means, but I think it means that they're really looking at me.
Yeah,
it's this whole psycho thing of like, what does it mean? Well, I don't know what
they're
it means.
They're really looking at me. I remember in college, like, I had this huge crush on this guy, and like, wherever he would pop up on my like Facebook list, I'd be like, I think it means he's been stalking my profile. Turns out he wasn't into me at all.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
Sometimes they can read your mind. They can tell you want
I know.
Them.
No, they well, oh, Instagram definitely knows who well, you are in love
isn't
with.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's how much you search them, I think. And now, but now this thing with stories has come about where people are saying it's that it's how much they search you, but I don't think that's true.
I really make an effort not to watch any stories because they just make me feel shitty.
Me too, but and yet I still do it.
I post them to make other people feel bad.
Yeah, <that's,
laughs> no.
Yeah. I post to stories, but I always feel crazy doing them. I'm always like, why am I doing this?
Your stories are so funny, though.
Yeah, they really are.
There are people who I do watch, and if I'm like laying in bed, I'll probably watch a bunch. But if I'm in a bad mood, I definitely won't look. Because it just makes me feel bad. Like, everyone's having so much fun.
I know. I hate that.
And
I
I'm
want
not.
Someone to make a story where they're like, I am so miserable.
Yes. That'd be so funny.
I know.
I like, when I'm in a bad mood, I like to read a book because I think about like, okay, like, I'm in this whole, I'm like so much better than everyone because like, I'm reading a book.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should we do?
I know.
We haven't done any of ours. It's
no, like, we're starting.
It's kind of like a buzzkill almost.
Why? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I hate this thing.
I know, I can't
see
you.
The structure is like so
Are you
annoying.
Mad at me right now?
No.
You seem like you're...
No, I'm mad. I think you're mad at me.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even
but
a little
let's
bit.
Save it.
Save it. Joe.
Mm.
Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Okay. Easy question. I don't know, actually. I was thinking about how I was going to answer this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like... Well, I grew up in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in West L.A., and I had like, I lived in kind of like a bubble. I had like a very, very privileged childhood.
And it was your experience that there weren't gays there?
Well, here's the thing. There weren't. I went to this like, there were no gay people. I mean, I grew up in like a very liberal environment, but like it was extremely socially conservative.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Wait, so it's financially liberal, socially conservative?
Financially conservative, socially liberal, okay. Like in the Hollywood sense, where you're like, we're okay with gay people, but let's have straight people do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's have straight people be live.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't gay people so fun?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I was like very precisely aware of the fact that I was gay when I was like 9.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, ugh. Fuck.
Oh, baby.
Like, here we go.
This is my favorite thing you ever recently tweeted was when someone says, I'm okay with same sex. That's my favorite thing to hear.
That kind of thing, so that's like such funny. A like red flag where you're like, you're clearly not.
Right, right, right.
Because like, you don't even know how to say the word gay.
Yeah, same sex.
Same sex is a slur.
Yeah, that is a slur. yeah, so that was kind of, that's the environment that I grew up in. But also, it was just like, the kind of like future politicians and like leaders of the world were like the people that I went to school with. And it was the kind of environment where like boys, like high school age boys, could get away with sexual assault.
Yeah.
And it would be like, oh, like, okay. And they would brag about it.
Oh my God.
It was just like a really toxic environment with like a lot of money. And these boys got away with doing horrible things and were never taught that it was wrong.
Ugh.
Was it Catholic?
No. It was just like a prep school. It was just like a fancy prep school. And so I was like, okay, I gotta leave.
Oh my God.
Gotta get out of here. And then I went to New York. But I have a lot of friends from this school who like look back and are like, hey, that was really weird. Like that was kind of a fucked up environment.
Did you have friends in high school?
I did, yeah.
And you had a GF?
I had a girlfriend for like 6 months whose name is Alex. Who lives
my
in New
ex
York.
GF is named Zach.
Are you guys still
See,
friends?
We're trying to be gay. I mean, like to pick into names. That are...
trying to be.
We're not really. We don't see each other. I think
are you
she
close with anyone from high school?
Yes. Yeah. I actually was working on a show, like a TV show, with not like I wasn't picked up or anything, but two people from my high school.
Which show?
It's like an animated series, and we were like, you know, in development and all that shit, but nothing ever happened. But we still work together.
That's great.
And then I have friends who like live like in other parts of the country.
Were you theater?
I was, yeah. I did theater.
Did you always want to be an actor? Or
No. I did want to be an actor when I went to college first. And then I afterwards was like, oh, no, I don't want to do this. I want to be a therapist because this is
really?
Like a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I studied psychoanalysis. I dropped out of college and then I went to NYU. I went to Gallatin. And I studied psychoanalysis. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be a therapist. This is cool. I like this. And then I was like, oh, God, I really don't want to do this.
Ooh, why?
Well, it was just like constantly, I was just constantly daydreaming about like performing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have the bug.
You're a star.
I mean, some say.
You can't fight it. You can't fight it when
if
you're
you have
a star.
The bug, like.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have the bug.
I guess
you should
I
get out of gym if you have the bug.
Mom, Dad, I have the bug.
I'm going to write notes to my kids to get out of, like, class because I'm like, they had the bug.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, I don't want to be a therapist anymore. I just want to be in therapy.
Yeah. Same.
Me and Catherine have therapy on the same street.
Do you? Oh, my God. Yeah, that is so cute.
I love that.
Psycho.
We didn't know. And
just
we were, like,
by chance.
Going to therapy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to my therapy.
And she's like, I just got a new therapist and you're just going for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mine's on 30th Street. And you're like, same. And we dropped each other off.
Oh my God. Do you meet
after.
At the same time or like?
That one time we did.
Tuesdays at 3.
Tuesdays at 3, but that's not my normal time.
Oh my God.
When's your normal time?
We're still finding. Well, right, first of all, first of all, I want to tell you there is no normal. And secondly,
I'm so sorry.
Our normal time is generally Thursdays at noon.
Mm. See, that's a really good therapeutic time.
But I have to go straight from there to nannying.
Do you know what the best days of the week are for therapy?
When?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Why is that?
Because on Tuesdays, you're into the week already and you have enough content there to be like, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Thursdays, you're almost done. You're halfway through. You're kind of like, okay, I've had my week, but there's still time left to change mm-hmm. things. And so these 2 days are the days where Wednesday is also kind of a good day, but you're also kind of, oh, you know, you're
it's
tired.
Wednesday.
It's
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Friday, I met someone who went to therapy Friday night.
It's like a lost cause.
I'm kind of like, is this going? Your therapist needs help.
Yes.
If your therapist is seeing you on Friday night, your therapist needs help.
Mm-hmm. See treatment.
Yeah.
Wait, so then how did you start doing comedy?
And did you hook up a lot in college?
Okay.
You like better?
Okay, see, this is such... I'm going to go to Pat for this one.
Interesting.
Just to be fair, you know. I did, yeah.
But oh, cool.
But I was also, like, serial monogamous.
Were you celebrated as hot in college?
I guess so. I was not hot growing up at all. I was really not. Until,
so cute.
Until I was like a very chubby.
We recently swapped pics.
Yeah, we did. We swapped
we were
pics.
All
we swapped pics of our childhood selves.
Yeah.
Three
of our naked
chubby.
Childhood selves.
We were naked. It was dick pics.
Shut up.
Our childhood dicks.
It's horrible.
I don't want to be a part of
that. Terrible.
Cut it out. Yeah.
No, leave it, but.
Leave it, but
have us sing. Cut it out because we know
exactly.
How bad it is.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so, but I went through, like, a slutty phase.
Oh,
but,
cool.
But usually, like, after a relationship would end, I'd be like, I need to be a slut right now. And then I would have sex once. And then I would go back into
have being a sex really. Once?
Literally, yeah.
And then you find a boyfriend?
And then I'd, like, find another boyfriend, yeah.
Wow.
How many boyfriends have you had? Too many. Too many, honey.
Who's your boyfriend?
Who's your boyfriend?
My catchphrase.
Wow.
Wait, but what did you ask me?
How did you get into comedy?
Okay, yeah. I started doing comedy. Well, first of all, I started doing comedy like at gay bars, like late at night. I know. At like cabaret kind of situations.
Because like, you were like theatery and they were.
Yeah, and so there were like a lot of my friends who were doing. This was like Brooklyn nightlife kind of stuff. And I had a drag character that I did.
Oh my God.
It was truly ugly. And her name was Michelle Brunch. And I was just doing like stupid stuff as her.
Love it.
And then from there, I don't really know how it happened, but I just started doing shows and then
I started hosting a show. We met. Because you hosted a show with Tessa.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah. I feel like I did it and I was like, who the fuck's that? Obsessed.
And how did we? I remember we met because I followed you on Twitter and thought you were so funny. I don't remember when we met Matt. Remember when we met Matt.
Where?
You ready for this?
Yes. Oh my God.
In the green room. No. I'm sorry, that's the best.
Is that for real?
Live on Broad Gaze. I randomly got there first and was helping Bowen like fold the programs and I famously wasn't in the program.
And
you came in and joked about how I wasn't in the program. I was like, I'm just happy to fold them. I was doing this bit where I'm just happy to fold them.
That sounds
and
funny.
We did that bit together for a bit.
We did, yeah. That was fun.
That was fun.
That was when we met.
That was
amazing.
I was excited to meet you because I thought you were so funny on Twitter.
Oh my God. That is such a compliment. I feel like I'm not as funny on Twitter anymore.
No, I just went through your tweets. I was reading my little straight brother your tweets last night and we were just like both dying.
Yeah,
famously, your famous best one recently is
oh boy.
At the Museum of Sex.
Yes, such a good one. Get it right. We should read it.
We should read it.
No.
I don't have my phone number.
This way about you're like one of the few accounts that I'll go look for it. I'm like, I want to catch up
on
Joe.
That is so kind.
I go look. I don't
it makes
do
me laugh
anyone.
So hard. No one else tweets like you.
And also there's one that was like, the Monster Mash is for fucked up.
Yeah.
Perversion and gore.
Who know about perversion and gore, .. and want more.
Yeah, Steven and I would always like read your shit out loud and die.
Oh, I love that. That makes me blush.
So now, who do you want to be? You want to be on
TV? Who do I want to be? I mean, I would like a job.
You deserve one.
I'd like to be a man with a job. What kind of job?
God forbid.
Well, actually,
my stomach is growling so
hard. Are we going to get shaken?
No one can hear. No one can hear.
I want sushi. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's definitely weird for us, but I'll support
it's
you.
Weird, but it's Monday, so it's fresh.
Yeah, and we've been having
Shake
Shack
alone. That is so
true. I came from a family. My dad says, we don't eat sushi on Sundays. It's not fresh.
It isn't, no.
We don't, I didn't come from a sushi family in general. We're only finding out about it now, my family.
I love when people, yeah.
My little sister is addicted to sushi.
We're all really worried about her.
That's scary. Mercury
imitation crab.
I love like a spicy crab roll. I don't like the very basic sushi rolls.
That's okay. So what kind of job do you want?
I'd love to be like on a TV show, but I'd also like to write for one.
Yes.
That's so unique about me in that way.
No. You have to put it out there. That's
but I also, I'm also like, I'm actually really like happy doing what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a restaurant, mm-hmm. which isn't like perfect, obviously, or ideal, like what I want to do.
Do you dread it? If you don't dread your job.
Sometimes I do, but a lot of the time I actually don't.
That's great.
I've been at this restaurant for years. I've been there for 5 years. I started working there in college.
I've not ever not dreaded something, but I think to not dread something is beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that if you can try to not dread things, that will make you happier.
Yeah, and I do try.
That's someone who studied.
That's someone.
Psychoanalyst.
Not dreading things will make you happier.
Not dreading. And your restaurant's haunted.
It is haunted.
Which I'm obsessed
with.
It is.
But everything is haunted lately.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm like, it's like the new gluten-free is like
hauntings.
Yeah. Haunting.
Everyone always have celiac or do we just find out about it? And it's like, has everything always been haunted or we just have new technology that can like identify ghosts better? Or do we just crave attention or what's going on.
Maybe we just want to have somebody who's there for us. Yeah. And that person might be a ghost.
Are you scared of ghosts?
I think it's nice. I'm terrified of ghosts.
Me and Joe aren't scared of ghosts.
I'm terrified of ghosts, but I think it's nice. It's just nice to feel like there's just another world that isn't only this. Mm. I'm like, there's more. Like my the day to day, it's like it's so small. Like, I like to feel like I like to remind myself how small I am. And how small everything is.
If I died,
how much? Like zoom the fuck out. Like I get so anxious, so stressed. I'm like zoom out, bitch. Zoom out, bitch.
Look at me. Look at me, bitch. Zoom out.
Zoom out.
Now whenever you're freaking out, I'm gonna tell you, bitch, zoom out.
You should tell me. I need to zoom out.
If I died and then became a ghost, I'd be so fucking pissed off.
I want to go to.
I feel like if I died and became a ghost, I'd be like, okay, this has to end at a certain point.
Yeah. Like, okay, good one.
This has to end.
I know.
Yeah.
I would do it for a while, though.
You would do it for a while?
Be a ghost for a while.
No, I'm already over this kind of plane.
Mm.
Do you want to be a ghost?
No.
Like, who do you want to be? Not a ghost.
I want to be like, I hope there's some, I don't know. I don't want to die at all. I'm so scared of death.
I know.
I'm not scared of death.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die either.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately
because recently or yesterday or this weekend, the woman that sells mushrooms at the farmer's market in she's like the purveyor of all of the mushrooms at all the farmer's markets in New York and Brooklyn and Queens. She was driving from upstate down with like all of her mushrooms, and she got in a fatal car accident.
Oh my god!
And her two daughters were in the car. And
oh my god!
One of them was in critical condition.
Oh my god!
It's just like, and so I was just hearing. Sorry, this is such a downer, but
it's so awful.
Yeah, and I was just like, God, it's so precious. Like it's so precious.
This is how I feel about it, though. Is like, how do we know that's.
How do we know I'm not lying?
There's no.
He made up this beautiful story.
I just Googled. The purveyor of all mushrooms in New York City is a man.
Shut the fuck up.
That was a lie. No, I'm just. I think that death being bad is something we have like assigned to it, and like, and then we get scared of it, and it's like, well, whoever said it, you know, whoever said death was bad,
it's just so. It can be so sudden.
I don't want it. I don't want to die, but I don't not want to die. If it's sudden, I hope it's sudden.
I mean, sometimes I think about it where I'm like, you know, maybe it's just like a big nap.
Yeah, which like sign me the fuck up.
No.
Right?
If anyone in my family dies, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. But
is that good to say?
No, but but that's because we've created this thing where we like feel bad for the person who died when we have no idea if it's actually
bad. No, I think it's harder
good.
For, I think it's harder for the person's loved
but
ones.
We make it that way.
Yeah. I mean, It is. I think the hardest part is just grief afterwards. I also am saying this like having had nobody that I love, nobody I've loved.
I know I can't handle it. I know I can't.
Yeah.
I can't even handle like someone not texting me back. Like, what am I going to do? So I remember after my last breakup, I'm like 24 years old, gorgeous. I'm like sobbing every day. I look myself in the mirror and I was just like, how are you going to get through your whole life, bitch? You got to figure this out. You got to zoom out.
No, but that's good. It means you're in touch. You know what I mean?
I am. I almost feel like with this breakup right now, the bad part hasn't really hit me yet because we're still living together and we're still on good terms. And I'm like, I know I'm like flashing to like my new apartment. I'm going to like be like heaving on the floor, sobbing, being like, what have I done? But you kind of have to do that.
It's very in vogue right now to live with your ex. In my circle.
Right, because like, we don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, you're kind of limited.
I can't pay two rents. Right? Yeah. Actually, weirdly, I can't afford two apartments right now. No, it'll be okay. But yeah, it's just... No, I do feel actually at this point like so much more mature than I was during my last breakup. And I think it's going to be... I know it'll be okay.
Yeah, good.
It's just fine.
You're totally a different person than when you entered the relationship.
Oh my God.
When you're 24 and when you're 27,
it's like crazy.
Two different human beings.
And thanks to him, he made my life amazing.
When I was 24, I was literally straight.
That's insane.
So I want you to think of your 24-year-old self as your straight self.
Joe just left.
Stop. My voice was different. You know what? My voice, look at me. My voice was different.
I don't care.
Yes, you do. Yes.
We don't.
I don't care. It's not about your voice.
It is.
But you know what
voice.
The truth is? People that come out later are hotter. That is a thing.
I know.
Wait, why?
If you come out and you're 40, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hot.
It's, you know, like, what I mean? Wow, you're tortured. Like, how
you're,
much?
It's because you're straight.
I'm always like, can I read the poetry that you wrote during that time when you were like 38 and closeted? Yeah. 38 and straight, my sitcom.
38 and straight. That's so good.
Oh my God, do it. That is so good.
38 and straight.
So anyways, my whole point is, do you feel hot today, Joe?
I feel kind of hot, I guess.
I shaved.
You're in a velvet. That makes such a big difference.
You look incredible.
Do you always feel hot?
No, I don't.
When you don't feel hot, what feels not hot about you?
Well, I'm just like, I just don't feel hot. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm just a, you know, fucking sack of meat, you know.
That's
just
so
walking,
hot.
Walking through the
sack of meat, literally my type.
Yeah, I don't always feel hot. Sometimes I do. But I think more often than not, I think I'm not hot, or I feel not hot.
That's crazy.
That's so psycho. Right now you're in a velvet turtleneck, which is like a very tactile.
Oh, is that velvet?
To me, yeah, it looks.
Oh, yeah, I need that. I need that. I went through something last night where Pat said to me,
"No,
he
stop.
Didn't know.
Stop.
He couldn't tell." If I was hot or not, because
she
was gay.
No, you. She,
what the fuck?
Stop. Okay, I'm gonna frame this, because the way I've been painted right now is just hurtful.
Yeah, good.
Catherine asked me to compare her to a man she knows I'm very attracted to, hotness wise, and she's like, "Who's hotter?" And I was like, "Well, that's hard because I fully want."
Oh, that's a key context.
And I was
okay.
like,
but I'm like, am I, like, if you can say back, like, am I as hot as that
I
person?
Felt, you know when I felt really romantically attracted to you?
Wait, what?
Sexually, sexuality.
Oh my God, is this about to be a threesome? When,
Let's just try it and see what happens. Okay, wait, what?
No, when we were at Lady Gaga's parents' restaurant and you were in that red sweater and the high pony, I was like, I'm like feeling romantic towards Catherine.
I know, we were like at.
You looked amazing.
I know.
I love when that happens.
We were on this like romantic, like I was doing, like, I've been doing this thing lately where it's like, getting chill, like when I'm performing I like to dress super glam, like super over the top, very feminine, very fun. And then now I'm doing this thing where I'm not, where I sort of want to dress like a mom at the beach or like a post ski. Like right now I'm just wearing like for me to wear jeans is sort of, I'm like commenting on jeans, like I'm wearing I got classic straight leg blue jeans. This is like, so it's like I'm performing right now by wearing jeans.
Totally. Yeah,
to me this reads as I am going to the coffee shop.
Yes.
I am going to write.
Yes.
I am going to send an email, and then I'm going to go back home.
That's exactly what I'm trying to be a person who's like work, who's like focusing and working, and like I'm not wearing makeup. My hair is dirty, like, but my face is clean. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
And the juxtaposition of that is
it's so interesting. Yeah. It's so exciting to wear a gray sweater like this. Like I would never be caught dead in this event. But it's sort of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
So I feel hot today? Like, yeah. Although I'm in a weird place where I'm going out of town tomorrow for 2 weeks. And here's my thing. I love everything so much. I love everything so much. So even though I'm so excited to go on my trip, I'm so sad to leave my life.
Yeah.
And I'm always fighting that. And one time I told, this is the best compliment anyone ever said to me. This girl goes, "You really embrace whatever community you're a part of." And I was like, yes. So if I'm in New York, I'm addicted. If I'm going to London, I'm going to be addicted. I'm going to be absolutely traumatized to leave London, but absolutely thrilled to return to New York.
That's the exact opposite of my attitudes.
It still hurts.
I hate everything, and I'm always like, I have to escape where I currently am to go somewhere else. And then I'm always like trying to like get to somewhere else, like, and then I'll get there, and I'm like, oh God, I have to escape this. Like, escape. This is even worse. Like,
I relate to that. Although maybe I'm kind of in between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're normal.
Maybe.
There is no
normal. There is no normal. Exactly.
And that is the best relief that you can find.
Wow. Do you feel hot today?
No. I felt kind of hot at my cousin's wedding. And then I saw videos of me dancing without my blazer. And it was like... I don't dance a lot.
Where'd you find those videos?
First of all, that
DMZ.
Is like the worst. Okay, first of all, you're supposed to wear a blazer when you're dancing.
I know, but then I was so sweaty. Obviously. But I had never danced, but it was like my cousins, my brothers and sisters, and it was just like, yeah, I'm going to dance today. And then it was like, then I just like became that person who's like sweaty on the dance floor.
But sometimes you also like, if you're going to dance, sometimes you have to be ugly. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Yeah. I love
like
that.
And that's where the place where I was living. Is like,
you have to be in that moment. And then you have to also approach yourself from a a place of non being non-judgmental.
Yeah, and I
say like, I'm dancing. My blazer's off. I am dancing.
I don't really feel hot right now. I don't really feel hot right now, and that's okay. You know, can't
you don't have to always feel hot.
Yeah.
No, dancing with abandon. Mm-hmm. One of life's greatest pleasures.
Yeah. I think that right now, and also then I just like yesterday I woke up and like, I didn't sleep at the hotel with my family because I wanted to like wake up my house and have like a really productive day. I was like, I think I'm just going to work out like all day tomorrow. You know, and then I just woke up and was like, didn't have the energy to even like process thoughts or.
As soon as it's cold, I forget about exercise.
I try not to.
In the summer, I'm like so fit.
Yeah. I always start exercising more in the fall and winter.
Because
this one time I saw Tom Daly post something that said, summer bodies are made in the winter.
Yes.
Sad.
And I listened to Tom Daly.
There's no such thing as a summer body. Everybody's beautiful, bitch.
It's so true.
Wait, who's Tom Daly? Is that okay to ask?
He's the gay, right? Am I saying his name right? He's the gay Olympic swimmer who's married to Dustin Lance Black and now a father.
Gus or Adam?
And now he's his father.
Wait, Gus or Adam?
Who are you? Do you like Gus or do you like Adam if you had to choose?
For a child?
No.
Sexually. What are you talking about?
Other gay Olympians.
Gus Kenworthy or Adam
Rapon? I don't know other Olympians.
Gus Kenworthy or Adam Rapon?
Oh, okay. Them. I can only visualize Adam.
Okay.
Kevin. So I guess I'll pick him.
Okay. Calm down.
Is Gus hotter?
So. It says so much. It's just like telling him, but they're both really hot. Catherine.
Are they both gay?
Yeah. And they're friends.
I love that.
I like them both.
But if you had to choose.
I like them both.
Okay. Gus, no one's like participating in the game.
Gus.
And this like fun game
Gus.
I invented.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Gus.
Okay.
Okay, stop.
Me too.
What
Gus.
Are you, Gus?
Gus.
Okay, I'm obviously wrong.
A lot of people are Adam.
No, you might be an Adam. That's awesome.
I think you actually might be an Adam.
I hope so.
Wait, I'm stuck on. Wait, I want to go dancing more.
I know.
Wait, I love going dancing, but
I want to dance. Everyone
it
hold hands.
Is such a vulnerable thing. To dance is so vulnerable.
I know.
To dance is so.
I went dancing
on Friday.
We're holding
hands right now. All of us
were
holding
so
hands.
We went to Come On, everybody. You guys ever go to
Come On? Oh, yeah.
It was really fun.
The reason I said this all hold hands is I was going to be like, let's all go dancing. And then everyone stopped holding hands like before I came.
That's because my mic was.
I know, you were stretched.
I was stretched. Sometimes you're stretched.
We discovered recently that Catherine has longer arms than me, and that's.
Wait,
fine.
Is that true?
Did we? It doesn't seem true.
Last time we held hands on the pod, we discovered that. But I don't know. That was just kind of like neither of us has spatial
awareness.
You need
to go shoulder next to shoulder and measure.
On a fucking,
get out the fucking measuring tape.
On a surgical table.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
I have long arms. I'm
you're
very
lanky.
Tall.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening at home, I'm 6'6".
What?
It's so yes. hot, Joe. I can't tell you like how hot Joe is. And it's such a blessing that you don't like women because I would... let you ruin my life.
It's a blessing. I don't like women. Honestly, I'm so thankful I'm gay. It's,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm in a
nothing wrong with women. I like women, but you know.
Okay, wait. What was I going to ask you?
The dad I nanny for, sorry, does this joke where every time it's like, it's a like my wife joke, it's like, you're hey. He like looks at me and goes, hey, a little tip. Don't switch to woman.
Oh my God. That is so wrong.
So stupid.
I know. This is my life.
Maybe he switched to women. That's the thing.
Oh,
I know.
Right. He's been there. He's been there.
Yeah. He's tried both. Maybe he's the guy you had a three-way with.
No, let me ask this. Joe, future you, like, do you want like children? Do you want to be married? Do you want to live in a home? Do you want to live in the city? Like, what's your life going to be? Do you want? Yeah.
Yeah. I think honestly, like, I know this sounds like so lame, but like, I really like my life right now as a 27-year-old, so I'm going to stay this way forever.
I'm never going to change.
No, I really do like my life right now. I don't really think I'm going to have kids because I feel
even
like
knowing what you know about the rats.
Even knowing what
you
I
need
know
to let
about
this
those
go.
Rats. I think I'm not – I don't think I will because I feel like I'm not going to regret not having kids and I can still like make an impact on the world. Without having kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot of world.
There's a lot of world
out there, honey.
Especially if you're a ghost.
I mean, that's the plan.
For a bit, at least.
Yeah. But I see myself living here. I want to live here.
Yes.
I mean, and I would go to LA for work.
And where do you, what's your dream neighborhood?
That's so...
Such a fun question. I love apartments.
I don't know where I'd live, actually. I like Brooklyn. I've only lived in Brooklyn.
I might move to Manhattan. Do you think it's psycho?
Try it. Might be for you.
Oh.
Is that a threat?
I live there.
That was a threat.
That was a threat.
My first year in New York, I lived in Manhattan.
Okay.
But I wasn't, I had.
But where in Manhattan?
I used to live on 14th between 2nd and 3rd.
Oh my.
My first year in New York.
God, and basically you went to NYU.
I basically went to NYU for a year. And I also had literally so little going on, but I felt so busy and so important.
Yeah, of course.
And I was just like, my main activity that year was Skyping this guy I was in love with in England. And I'd be like, I'm so busy, I have to Skype tonight.
That's a job.
Are you going to connect with him?
What?
Are you going to connect with him?
No.
When you go
to London,
England.
Oh, actually, I do have a friend there. I might see him. He has a girlfriend now, and we're friendly.
Okay.
I don't have feelings anymore for him.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Actually, do you want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
At that time in my life... That year, I was actually Skyping two different people in London who I was in love with. I can't.
Wait, did you ever meet them IRL?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had an affair with one at the Edinburgh Fringe. Ugh. And then an affair with the other
in
New York.
That is like peak sexual fantasy for me.
It was very hot. So we had a 9-day affair and then we kept Skyping. And then I had an affair with this other one in New York for like 2 weeks. And then that actually turned into like a 2-year sort of.
See, that's what Call Me By Your Name should have been.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been about Kat.
At
the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
That is what America needs. That's my movie.
Do you like Call Me By Your?
When I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is so moving and touching.
So
and then
beautiful.
After time, I'm kind of like, I am so pissed that like all of these gay movies are being done by straight men.
It's crazy.
I want to see, do you know how many straight men I meet who are gay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many straight men I meet who act gay but are straight or are in the closet?
I know more straight men that are gay than I know straight men that are straight.
Yeah. I'm like, why don't we see men who sound gay?
I know.
Like, I want to see a movie where a man sounds gay and it's not a joke.
I know.
Yeah. Or, like, that's just a part of who he is. Because, like, open your eyes. That's, like... a thing.
Yeah.
That's part of the world.
If you're listening.
That's actually my entire world.
Truly.
It is truly. I mean, I doubt it's going to change anytime soon, but like.
If we get
that's
famous,
why we need you guys to change it.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to happen. I believe
Call Me
it.
By Your Name 2, starring Pat and Joe.
Call Me By Your Name 2.
Oh, yeah. Two gay men who both live in
New York.
They're
back.
They're back.
Aren't dating.
Back in Italy.
Pizza pie.
I don't want fame or like it. I wish I didn't have the burden, but I feel responsible to get famous because I've been given this voice and I need to show people that, yes, you can have a psycho voice and yes, you can still be famous. And
but here's the thing. You have to stop saying it's psycho because literally you just have a gay voice.
I know.
Your voice is gay.
But my voice isn't just straight gay.
I would say it's also very unique.
It's gay with the psycho twist.
Yeah, but if you met a man...
Okay, people think I'm good at writing...
Let's imagine. Let's go to some voice lab
this,
in
though,
our minds.
People think I'm good at writing essays just because I have a psycho voice. Keep going.
See, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Essays
that's
are awesome.
Essays are really powerful sometimes.
I read essays so I feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Than other people.
Okay, so let's imagine, Pat, in a voice lab.
Mm-hmm.
You remove all of the gay from his voice. You just sound like a nerd. I think
obsessed with this.
You're a bitch.
You're a gay nerd. Pat is a gay nerd.
That was just me thinking, free thinking.
No, I think I'm like growing.
Do more of that.
I'm growing to like my voice. I think it's grating sometimes.
No, I'm obsessed with it. It makes me feel so happy. Wait,
it's yours.
It is mine. That is true.
You can't deny that.
It is not yours. It is my home.
Oh, man.
I die for Jewel. Do you?
Yes.
If you don't die for Jewel, get the fuck out of our podcast.
You know what I die for?
Like Jewel.
I die for the most amazing video online, which is Jessica Simpson and Jewel.
Oh,
yes.
And, that video is insane.
It's so,
I love
another
it.
Day, another day.
The competitiveness between them is so, it's next
it's
level.
Everything.
Yeah. Do you even like Jewel Intuition?
Yeah, of course.
Me too.
That song is actually powerful.
You know what's my favorite, like, other kind of, what is essentially the same as Jewel Intuition, is Nelly Furtado's Intuition moment, which is Promiscuous Girl.
I love that song. Addicted to that song. I miss
song.
I'm Like a Bird, though.
Oh, my God. I'm Like a Bird can have such an impact when you hear it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other times, it's so flat. You know what I mean?
Nelly, you need to work on that.
Nelly, go back.
Yeah, it should always be accessible. Crush of the week. I have one. I came prepared.
So as I've kind of talked about on the pod, I forget if I have, if that's true or not, but I've definitely talked about it in my life. I'm watching Sabrina right now. It's taking me a long time because I keep falling asleep during it, but it's not Sabrina's
fault.
Yeah,
it's not a good show.
Yes, it is a good show. Take that back. It's okay. Certain things aren't clear. Like, there's two aunts and their sisters, and one of them has a British accent. I'm like, why don't you both have a British accent?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, her cousin's there, but, like, he's not anyone.
The cousin thing is weird, and he's, like, talking old-timey.
Well, he's my crush of the week.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I did not mean. No, that's not what I mean. Seriously. I did not mean to say like that. Like,
whoa, guys.
No, wait, like, weird. I meant, like.
I can't believe that
happened. Like, an indie band is weird. Like, it's cool. Like, oh, fuck. Okay, go on.
I'm so into Sabrina's cousin. He's so hot. Ambrose. I meant to look up the actor's name, but I did forget. And that's okay, because I have a lot going on right now. And I just think he's so hot. And I haven't gotten to, like, a real sexual scene with him, but he did have, like, a guy-on-guy makeout and, like, tumbled themselves onto the bed. And he was, like...
Is he gay in the show?
I haven't watched it. He's gay in the show. I bet in real life, too, I hope. For your sake. Because that's something you're passionate about.
I'm really passionate about that. For our sake, yeah.
And, Ambrose from Sabrina is my crush of the week.
Okay, I have one too. I have a crush of the week. And it's good because it's a mutual friend. This weekend, I was feeling down. Didn't feel like doing a comedy show. I was like, I don't want to do this, whatever. But then I got to Tessa. It was Tessa Scara's show. And then I got there. It was the most fun I've had in so long. Everyone backstage agreement was like a fucking delight. The show was amazing. It was at a space I'd never been to. It was like people I didn't know in the audience. And I was like, oh, I love this. Mm-hmm. I was just so grateful to be there. And so my crush is Tessa. So funny. So wonderful.
Oh,
so talented.
Wait. That's so good. Yeah, I want to have... Like, I think Tessa's my crush, too.
You know that moment where you're just like... You like remember that you like doing it?
And also Tessa.
Because someone brings the good energy and sets like... just like the lineup was... It was just good vibes.
I'm also addicted to her new haircut.
And she's just so...
She is so great.
So beautiful. And so talented.
I just moved... I used to live with Tessa.
I know.
We lived together. Right? Yeah. We went to college together. We lived together for like 5 years. Aww. 6 years. Yeah.
You guys are like this.
Yeah, we are.
And so that's my crush of the week.
Yeah, she's a good crush.
Do you have a crush of the week?
I do, but I'm also kind of like... Mine's kind of lame.
It's okay.
It's just like some Instagram thought.
That's what we like.
Actually okay and almost
this
even
is, this,
better.
This podcast is... Obviously highbrow, but you might be surprised to know it's also lowbrow. What it's not is middlebrow.
Let me look at him right now. What's his Insta name?
Oh my God, but this is so vulnerable for me because this is actually a crush.
Okay.
That's why it's fun.
But wait, I can't.
You don't have to say the name. You can just say it's this person.
Okay, so this person. Mm-hmm. Wait, can I put... Here.
Give him the name.
Give me the Instagram. Okay, Jason. So his name is Jason.
Wait, are you serious?
No, of course not.
Okay, calm down.
You need to calm down.
He is actually so hot though. Let's describe him. Let me pull him up.
This will be telling too, because I don't know. I want to learn more about what your ideal kind of is.
Okay, so I showed this person to somebody, and they were like, "Oh, he looks like Peter."
Oh.
And I was like, "Yeah, he does."
Yeah, he does. Okay, yeah. So you do have a bit of a type here.
Yeah.
Big. He has kind of like a '90s. He almost looks like an elven addicted to this picture.
I need.
Okay, so we're looking at imagine a gay man's Instagram.
Wait, why is this possible. The picture? I can't even see his face.
I know. I that was just a joke picture I was showing. It was him smushing his butt against another gay man's butt.
He's
like
really
acrobatic.
He does look like Peter.
He's really hot.
He's really hot.
Yeah.
Would Peter be mad if he hooked up with someone who looked just like him?
He's sort of like
no. I mean, no.
Here's how I feel about this.
I was just kidding, Joe. It was psycho.
Is this him?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I love this. It's sort of like, I would describe it as kind of like...
It's almost like...
It's almost like British, like, guy in a band.
Yeah.
But...
It's also almost like Lord of the Rings, but make it...
Yes.
Like the big hair, like facial, elfish facial features.
This looks so much like your boy, if you're...
I know. He is really hot. This guy.
Do you follow the Insta gaze?
I want this thing.
I do.
I'll follow.
I know. Isn't that cute?
I love
that. Wait.
So this is an outfit. We're looking right now at a post online on Instagram of someone wearing a bejeweled...
Bikini top?
Bikini top, yes.
But let me ask you this. Yes. Is this someone you've met before?
No, but when we were on Fire Island, this person DM'd me out of the blue going, when are we going to fuck?
Are you serious?
Yes.
And
do you like that or was it too much?
But we were not open at the... Peter and I were not open at the time. So I was like, sorry. Good luck.
Good luck destroying my relationship.
When are we going to fuck? Oh,
but
my
did
God.
You like... Were you into it when you got the message?
I mean, yeah. It was like... I was like, wow, that's really...
Him on the train, your thing.
That's not him, though.
Whatever.
I'm really big on like... I like...
But it is a train.
I exactly, like people... Yeah. Like, if I like someone to say that to me, but I need a lead up to it.
Exactly.
I like gentle flirting that turns into like graphic fucking.
See, like I love like making out. Like I want to just make out.
I know, me
like,
too.
People don't make out enough.
Nobody makes out anymore.
Oh, wait. Literally, no one makes out.
I know.
No one makes out.
Oh my god! If you're not having sex, it's like I'm like, just kiss me. Like,
just kiss me. I don't need to fuck right now.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I'm so on board.
Wait, let's bring back making out. We're bringing back making out. We're bringing back dancing.
Dancing. What was the
other thing? One more thing, please.
Oh, I don't remember.
Jeans.
Wearing
jeans is the idea of jeans. Okay. No one makes out. Okay.
Shall we do Are You Mad at Me?
Yeah, we have to come to an end.
Right. All good things. Dot dot dot. Must come to an end. And that is the title of the second to last and first to last episode of Dawson's Creek. It's a two-part finale. The first one is called All Good Things, ta da da. The last one is called Must Come to an End. Mm-hmm. I do watch that once a year to stay in touch with myself emotionally.
So it's like a two-part ender.
Yeah. Did you say two-porn ender?
Two-porn. No, yeah. Keep going.
I'll keep going. I don't even know what I was saying. But
we're doing Are You Mad at Me?
Okay.
Yes. So, Joe, tensions run high on the pod, and this is sort of a way for us to just unpack what's happening.
Because if we are mad at each other, it's important to know.
Am I mad?
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not. I could be, but I'm not.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to say more about that?
You know, sometimes we just need to lash out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in that place right now.
Okay, cool.
Because I feel solid today.
Cool.
I took a shower. I shaved.
Yes.
I feel balanced. And I don't need to lash out today.
What are you doing today after this?
I have so many things to do.
Oh,
but they're all fun. Usually
I have opposite.
Jealous.
I'm opposite of that.
It's all good. It's all fun. Usually I have Mondays off. But today I have because I'm leaving tomorrow to do Thanksgiving stuff.
Yes.
So I have to do a bunch of stuff today.
You're going back to L?
No, I'm going to Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
For Peter?
What is the fun stuff?
Will you spend Thanksgiving together?
No. Yeah, we are. I'm going to my mom's house in Connecticut.
Addicted.
Yeah. What's the fun stuff? I'm getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. Then I'm getting acupuncture.
Oh, nice. Self-care day.
I know. Yeah, I got it. You just got it. My neck is like totally fucked up right now. Aww. So I need to do something about
that. Even though it's encased in velvet.
I know. Well, that's why you don't want to see what it looks like underneath this turtleneck. Right. Okay.
I'm sure it's gorgeous.
But yeah, so then, and then I have to do some work because I have a show this on Saturday. I have to do some stuff with Max Witter.
Oh, yes. Celebrate. Oh, my God. Dream team. Now, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not. I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
No, I'm not. And I wouldn't lash out.
Terrified of you? Okay.
But this is the space to lash out. We create a space for lashing out because that's a healthy thing to do.
It can be, yeah. But I'm not mad at either of you.
So okay. Don't lash out.
You're so right.
Awesome. Pat?
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all. I was worried you were mad at me. I'm like, what's these next 2 weeks are going to be psycho for us? We're already going into it in this kind of space of like increased codependency. So I don't know, but we'll be able to be in contact when you're in London.
Yeah,
is that
they
true?
Yeah,
can we FaceTime when you're in London?
Skype when you're in London.
No,
reverse the script.
Wow.
Yes.
Flip, if I'm on Wi-Fi.
Crap. Okay. Cool.
Then we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out.
No, you do, Joe.
Joe, I can never be mad at you. Certain points, you definitely kind of were acting like I was psycho. But
wait, are you mad at me? Do you have?
Now we don't really understand.
Does
how
the guest ever ask?
Yeah,
It's for it's a huge part of it.
See, I can see you being mad at me. I can see why.
Wait, why?
I bullied you.
No, I could never be mad at you.
The Instastory moment tension was a little high.
Yeah,
but I loved it.
But that's why we do this.
But I think we got to some real truths.
I'm ultimately not mad. I'm worried you're mad at me, but you said you weren't.
No.
I could not
be mad at you.
I'm truly obsessed. Me and Catherine will be walking. We'll just show each other when you will post a new tweet. We'll just be like, look.
It's like sort of sad. I feel like I'm like always praising you.
I know.
It's sad.
I know. It is sad that we're doing this. No. That we even like had you on the pod. Like,
so embarrassing. Such a bad look for us. So Joe, no, I'm not mad at you.
We're truly obsessed.
I'm so happy I know you, and I can't wait to have more dinners at your home.
You got it.
I have to share this like kind of backstory for the audience because it's definitely been the subtext the entire podcast episode. Just one time my phone
oh my god,
but Twitter messaged Joe just 3 mask emojis,
like the most obscure emoji out of the blue, like the
That's
it's
so
like
crazy.
It wasn't, it was like like a black sleep no more mask.
Yeah,
right,
it's crazy.
like
I'm gonna come kill you.
My phone is psycho.
I tried at first to be like, what could this mean?
Right.
What on God's green earth is he doing?
Yeah.
And but Pat, then, I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not at you at all. I was really just feeling appreciative of you and your love, and I'm excited. I know we'll get through this trip.
Yeah, we're going to try to muddle through somehow. Well, there's a will, there's a way.
Do you have any thing? Well, first of all, do you have any advice about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love before we go?
Yes. My advice is go to therapy.
Yeah.
Go to a therapist.
Your advice is to seek treatment.
Yeah, literally. Go to a therapist. Because you'll figure out how, you'll see like more clearly how you relate to people. And then you'll figure out like what you want and what will happen to you when you trust someone or not, you know. Mm. And so then you'll be happier with people.
I trust everyone too much. Okay. And then lastly, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Well, I have a show this weekend, but I don't know when this will come out.
Oh, not.
Not then.
Like a few weeks.
Oh, December.
Actually, it might not come out for like a month.
Yeah.
That's sad to me.
We're sorry, Joe.
I don't like when we have backlog. I like when it's just fresh.
It's okay.
Me too.
We're looking at the producer.
Wait, let me see.
We just glared at our producer.
Where's my phone? Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. I have a show. I'm doing a Comedy Central corporate retreat.
Oh,
I
saw that.
In December.
Can't wait. What's the date?
I think it's December 16th. I should know.
No, what I have to say is Comedy Central corporate retreat doesn't care if I live or die.
Yeah, this isn't really about you right now.
That's not true. I'm sure they love you.
I don't care. I'm mad at Catherine. Keep going.
Okay, cool. We're getting
But yeah, so I'm doing one.
I'm looking up when it is.
I still have to. Thank you. It should be on my website.
You have a website?
I'm on your Facebook.
I do. It's literally a Tumblr.
This picture is so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Anyway. Did you post it on? Are you on Facebook?
I didn't post it on Facebook.
It's okay.
Okay, we'll figure it
December,
out.
It's December. December something or other. Where's my phone?
I'm on your website.
Can we call this?
I think I have it. I have it up. Okay.
We're all trying to figure out when Joe's show is.
Comedy Central Corporate Retreat on 1218 at UCB East at 7:30
There we go. December.
This picture. Oh my God.
Your crush,
it just goes. It goes to saying that my crush every single week is Bea Hellman.
She just like the hottest.
She is a crush of mine too.
She is. Oh my God, I could just gush for hours. She's, not only is she like the most talented photographer I've ever met, she's so casual about her talent. Like she's just like, oh yeah, I just like snap pics. I'm like, no, you're a genius.
Yeah.
And she's such a good friend. She's so wise, so generous, so thoughtful. We love.
And also like the easiest time I've ever had having photos taken of me before.
I know, she's like, so chill.
Just so chill.
We also never got around to like this, that you are like always in Napa or something.
Wait, what's that?
It's like him always being in Napa, basically.
I don't know what Napa is.
Somewhere where there's grass.
I'm not in Napa.
Wait, what is Napa?
No one knows. It's like Mykonos.
It's a cabbage. It's a cabbage.
It's Mykonos for straight people.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
You guys.
I know. I'm sad.
I know.
Love. All right. Do you want to get lunch? Okay. Wait. 1, 2, 3
Forever dog.
Forever dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.